Hello, this is Jim here in one of the fastest growing municipalities in Latin America, Ixtapaluca, and this is the podcast at Finding Direction, which can be found at quatrocompass.com/blog. Yesterday, Sherry and I and Hannah and Nathaniel were at a wedding. Sherry and I actually sang at the wedding, and I'll inflict a little of that on you later. But I just wanted to say how awesome the wedding was. In Mexico, as in many countries, a church wedding is not legally binding, so you don't need to have a church wedding, and if you do, you still need to have a civil ceremony. So, this couple actually has been married for quite a few years, but never had a church wedding, a Christian wedding. And so they decided they were going to have one. And that was yesterday. And it was really good. They thought through the wedding very carefully and the ceremony and the songs and really wanted to make it a testimony, really wanted to share the story of what Jesus has meant in their lives and that sort of thing. And so it was just a great wedding in that respect. And another thing, one of their kids stood up and shared in the wedding. And what an incredible thing to have one of your kids stand up and talk about how your marriage has been an example to them. It made me think, you know, everybody ought to have another wedding later on, because not so their kids can stand up and say that necessarily, because not all of us have done so well maybe in our marriages, but even just to have a moment to stop and reflect again and to think about what God's done and renew, maybe if we haven't done so well, maybe renew our vows and just remember what we had promised to one another so many years ago. So anyway, it was really, really neat. And it's really neat as well to hear people, get to know people in the church more and more, and hear their little plans for reaching out to people and sharing with them about Jesus. And I say little plans, not to minimize anybody's plans, but because God is the one with the big plan, right? We have the little plans that hopefully we get from Him. Hopefully they're in line with what He is doing on a grander scale. But it's just so encouraging to hear people, Christians around here, thinking about, what can I do? How can I do this differently? How can I get to know this person? How can I reach out to this person? It's just really great, really encouraging. So that is just a few thoughts from the last couple of days, and I will give you a little hint of our singing, Sherry and myself here. I think it went okay, and it's always an incredible amount of pressure singing at a wedding, because you really don't want to be the one to mess up the special day, but I think it went all right without too many glitches. We weren't sure we'd even have voices to sing, because we both have a bit of a cold, something going on in the throat and lungs there, but anyway, we did it, and I think that we had a little part in the wedding as a whole, but it was just a privilege to be there. It was really a great day yesterday. So, that's that. We'll talk to you later.
Si dispuesto estuvo a morir, libremente ha dado, libremente daré. No abandonado ni encarcelado, yo sigo al dador del amor. Convencido estoy de que nada podrá separarme del amor de Dios. A su Hijo guía, su Espíritu dio, y sacrificio fue.